Sometimes don't you just need a quick moment of inspiration? Or maybe you just need a moment of caffeinated contemplation to reflect on life? That's the idea behind my weekly Coffee with Nicoa espresso shots. I'll be sharing short jolts of inspiration in each clip in addition to my longer Coffee with Nicoa interview episodes. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you. Hey guys, it's your weekly espresso shot. This is Nicoa. I just want to tell you, go do what energizes you. And if there are things in your life right now that do not energize you, try not to do them. It's that simple. But Nicoa, what about my job? Well, look, man, if your job isn't energizing you, then you got to find something either in the job that energizes you or a whole bunch of stuff outside of that job to energize you to offset any drain that you're gaining or getting as a result of the work that you've chosen to do. I didn't choose this. I don't really want to do ABC. Okay, then go choose something else. Because I'll give you an example. So today, I have just come off the, for those of you who have been following me for a while, I've just come off the 4 days of packing my mother to move her home to Wilmington. She's going to be moving into independent living. And I had a window of time to go to her home, help her pack everything for her apartment, clean, organize, get ready for the movers, pack her up for a temporary stay with us, and then get her in the car and bring her down here, 8-hour drive, and take care of her as her daughter, as her caregiver, as her support, as her friend. And that took a lot out of me. And today I am back in my office. This just happened this past 5 days. And today I had to go back to work. I mean, there wasn't really a break, you know. I didn't actually schedule a break. In retrospect, I should have done that, but I did not. And I found myself quite drained and not energized and sitting in the bed before the event, before the interview, saying to myself, oh my God, should I have canceled this? I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm so worn out. I'm kind of numb. Like literally felt like I was in a surreal movie over the last 5 days making this all happen, which those of you who've been there, done that. Somebody texted me and they said, it's brutal. And I was like, yeah, it was brutal and beautiful, but it was all I focused on. I was so completely focused in the moment, moment to moment to moment to moment. And I could not fill my cup up fast enough to truly re-energize daily because it was just so much that had to be done. And that's just part of life. That's just part of the ebb and flow of commitments and things that matter most to us. So it made sense. I'm not judging the experience as a negative one. I'm just saying it was draining. It drained me. And I had to recover. And I was concerned that I wasn't going to recover quick enough in order to really show up for myself and show up for my guest today in my podcast interview. So about an hour, I did not reschedule it. I did not cancel it. And I sat long enough to meditate and rest in order to prepare. I got here about an hour before the interview and I did my research. I had bios and profiles and I started searching on the internet to find out everything and anything I could find about my guest. And her name is Liz Rance and it was awesome. And you got to make sure and check out that episode. It's probably at sometime in the spring of 2024. So go look for that. But when I started the interview, and even before that, as I began to uncover parts of her life by design, parts of her beautiful story, I felt my energy shift. I got excited. I also got a coffee. So it could have been the caffeine a little bit. I'm just saying caffeine does help fuel my life. But as I really got ready, by the time she got on the interview, man, I had a blast. I was so happy, so excited. I loved everything about our conversation. I was my true, authentic self. And as we wrapped up, when we finished the interview, we had a few minutes to ourselves to talk and put a bow on it for just us after the recording had stopped. And I said, you know what? I know I'm supposed to be doing this. I am so energized right now. Just the contrast between how I felt before this episode was being done and now afterwards. And I'm doing this right now because of the energy I'm feeling. I'm doing this espresso shot just to share with you. I'm just so happy that I've given myself permission to do work that I love. And honestly, I need to earmark this episode, this espresso shot. So whenever I'm down, whenever I am not feeling my fullest and I'm thinking, why am I doing this? Oh my God. I'm going to remind myself, because it makes me happy and it makes the people I interact with happy. And we're all happier as a result of these interactions. We all are more fulfilled, and I'm raising the vibration of the planet. And everybody who listens to this takes that energy and they ripple effect that energy to everybody else that's out there around them. If you don't think this is making a difference in the world, I know it is. And I know that when you find energy in what you're doing, that makes a difference too. I don't care if you're the best dishwasher at the local restaurant. I don't care if you're the CEO of the largest organization in the world. When you're in it and you're in flow and you enjoy what you're doing and you make it mean something positive and purpose-filled, you can't go back. You just can't go back. So if you're not having this feeling, this excitement, then go find it. Go find your energized mission in life. It is so worth it. And I'm going to write you a prescription right now to take the day off. I'm sending it to you through the ether. And I want you to really sit down and think about what energizes you. Take an entire day, or at least 15 minutes, maybe even an hour. Go rent out a conference room. Go to a WeWork and sit there alone and say, what do I love? What energizes me? And do that. Life by Design. I love mine, and you can love yours too. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you.